Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello. It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Whoop, I'm here.
Yeah. You guys know about how apps are getting a little bit crazy.
Coming all the way from the ice and snow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure.
Yes.
And then there's also the fact that welcome to the edition 455 of AMC Press and Co., sponsored by the crazy inventor who invented vomit juice, which made llamas run faster than we dare to imagine. The creator wanted us to let you know that no llamas were hurt in the making of said llama juice. On the other hand, if you want to know more about us, we can be on hand and found at itsmyurls.com/AMZPress, as well as shopping for the llamas. No. Not the llamas, sorry. Shopping for us on Zazzle.com, keyword AMC Press, public shop, and yes. And then our Twitter handles are AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this crazy app. Honestly,
yes, basically everyone knows we all shit. That's kind
of
a common thing.
Like, real world, but
everybody poops.
Yes, everyone poops.
Everybody,
But then there's
But then everybody
hurts. Yeah, that's true.
Everybody
hurts. I just don't know what the creator was thinking. It can't help you go to the bathroom. It's not like you can just go, oh, yes, I'm going to wear an app that will make you do number two. Yeah, no.
Now that's
why.
Now that's what I call a push notification.
Yes.
Push notification. Yeah. Push notification. As if we all are wearing masks in our brains. All our brains are masks.
It's almost like, let me wear a device. I would know. Why do I have to go to the bathroom? What about if the app was able to to track when animals had to go and do to relieve themselves, like llamas? This is
yeah. I mean, I wonder if they I wonder if the llamas actually started to decided to do that. I mean, it's funny in the fact that when you when they invented the app itself, right, did they invent the fact that this is as low as you ought to go?
Did they
in
ever
the
think that people...
when you play Limbo? No, the fact that when you play Limbo, you're going vertically, right? So,
but
when you do the Limbo and it gets to the lowest point, is this app going to freak out on you? Like, oh, crap,
Oh, crap, literally.
Literally. And then, you know, the video explaining the particulars of the app.
Yeah, no.
With a person...
No fucking
who,
way.
No, with a person who it seems to be just looking on in the you know, people with constipation and consternation and whatever, and people who are incensed and pissing and moaning. Brilliant. But yeah. You know, incensed, pissing and moaning of when you had to go versus fuck this,
I'm
going to go
hook
something. No, I'm going to hook something that will stick on my belly button to program when I actually have to go, so I don't tell my husband that I've invented a pee pod.
Or
wife.
Or
that I've invented a pee pod.
Or wife. Or partner. Yeah.
Or significant
no,
other. Or whatever. Honey, I have to go. No. This idiot thing will tell you exactly when you have to go, why you have to go, and then it'll dictate your life. You know?
It's called
You're going to have greasy poops at 2 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. I think that app will be out my window. If anyone got I would be going, thank you for the gift. I'm going to...
It's not even a gift at that point. It's an insult.
Yeah. It's an insult. I'll be like, maybe you need this more than me.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, but no thank you. I feel bad for if anyone got it for... I believe this was a... It was an actual thing of... Where people actually had to
it was like an Indiegogo campaign. So if it's an Indiegogo campaign, I feel bad for the people who actually will be receiving it. I'm going, not even.
Hey, it sounded good at the time, so.
sounded good at the time.
Yes, but that is exactly what you have to do on the T-shirt.
It's almost like...
It's on a T-shirt, okay?
Yeah.
All right? On a T-shirt, all right? If you want to stick one line, right, on a T-shirt, it sounded good at the time. Is a perfect one.
No fucking kidding! It's called no
the other
kidding, kidding me.
I would say no fucking kidding.
Hey, Kanye could benefit from this. He's got diarrhea of the mouth.
Shut up!
No, we won't shut up.
I think there's so many people that could that are not going to benefit from this, and if they got it for their significant others, I don't know if they I am not going to assume, but I would probably bet that if they live together, one person will be sleeping on the couch and getting nothing.
Not even. I wouldn't say on the couch. I would say more like the family
the door?
Or a porta potty.
That's more like a.
But that's taking it to another level.
The family doghouse.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but if you had a kennel, for each family member. Brilliant. You know what I mean?
It's like, no, I screwed. It's like, I could only imagine the person going, I got my, why are, no, it's like, you're going to therapy because you did what now? My girlfriend, my partner is sending us to therapy, couples counseling, because I got her a gadget that is a, not only... wrong.
Not
but
wrong.
But
extremely extremely how you want to call it? Embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm sure every woman.
Every woman who loves a man should be playing Teddy Pendergrass through his nose. Why? Because not only is he a great artist, but the person who wrote When a Man Loves a Woman. Yeah.
What is that?
But I'm going to make it a... make the woman feel so uncomfortable. Yeah.
But uncomfortable is not...
That's an understatement at that point.
Yeah. That's a real understatement because the hilarious thing about this, more often than not, you know, a musician can be in can be playing something and his thing will go off and it'll interfere with all the radio equipment.
Oh yeah. And that would not
really
be good. Yeah,
no,
that wouldn't
be
but it wouldn't be good. It would be going okay. Okay.
Not even okay.
Like oh no.
Yeah. not even okay. Just.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Or, oh, crap. Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Oh, crap. Oh, fuck. Oh, this. Oh, that. You know.
Right, right.
All poop.
Yeah.
You know.
And it all goes back to one word that we know. Poop. It's all about the poop.
Right.
Which means
it is
which that I'm sure that people would love are probably thinking, I hope to God my significant other not give me anything that deals with that. For the simple fact of the matter,
I mean, the minute that person gives you that, you have every right to beat him with a switch.
No,
you know.
It would be the consequences that goes to another level. Them going, oh, so you wanted to give me this. Oh, I could give you this. I could give you something better.
Something better?
Or not.
Okay.
In some cases. Or the case of, oh, you wanted to give me X. I could give you, you won't be getting
right,
X.
It's a trade-off.
It's the trade-off of the woman going, thank you, but please. That would be as bad as someone giving a significant other or partner piece equipment for the house.
For the house. How does that work out?
Like anything for vacuums, appliances. Yeah. Do you see where I'm going? Which I feel for anyone who has gotten those things, that's not the best. That's as bad as someone going, oh, yes, I'm going to do blank. And, oh, yes, I'm going to make sure my significant other feels really crappy.
Or like shit.
Yeah.
You know,
shit in the sense of the word. But don't we have to move on to something that deals with not shit in and of itself, not necessarily shit, but it could be kind of, but I'm sure that there's mud throwing when it comes to this, to our next story. There should be mud slinging.
In the fact that, you know, alone, you know, this person, I guess, to end the discussion, I mean, this person shouldn't have entered it in the first place.
Right.
But, yeah, what is it with net neutrality anyway, Johnny? I guess.
The GOP lawmaker wants to shut down illegal net neutrality rules.
Illegal in what way?
So does this mean that I could potentially go bye-bye? Or go away?
Apparently, you said, like, I think it's illogical and legal. It didn't have to be this way.
Well, it doesn't have to be this way. But, you know, it is this way.
So you're actually having a fast lane that have like all the cable companies total control?
Right.
Well,
and I don't think the fast lane thing is the best either. I feel like the person that is now going, this is illegal, is now realizing maybe we shouldn't have voted on this.
Maybe
we were wrong.
Maybe we were wrong would be the next step.
I wonder if they realize that they would be affected too, going, wait, this affects everyone. Oh, shit, it would be the, oh, shit, what company is my internet? What company am I with? Oh, fuck. Damn it!
With the net new authority, the agency plans on ban internet service providers from blocking lawful content and charging content to producers a premium for more reliable access to their content.
Yet. It is funny because, like, if this passes, right?
Or if this person is successful with saying, yeah, this is wrong, we should get rid of this. Guess what?
It's like they have, like, 300... It's like they have, like, 300 megabit per second internet.
But
that's, like, $400 a month. I mean, $200 a month.
Yeah, and that's not good.
Yeah.
$200 a month just for...
Like the top speed.
Yeah, and that's kind of... That's bollocks.
I mean... In the fact...
Go ahead, sorry.
In just the fact that... The way they started this was because they thought the companies were taking over, right? However, that, you know, it's gone to the stupidest fight that you've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust me, we didn't advocate for this in New York.
I don't think people in general wanted this. There's more people, there's a lot of people coming together and going, this shit isn't right. This shit's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going... This is wrong in so many levels. And you have to, and now the one person who is now seeing what they have done is going, maybe they're right.
Maybe they're right.
They're right. Is people are complaining, and when people complain and say, do you realize what you've done, that tends to make people think.
Yeah, it tends to make people think about what, though. I mean...
I would assume that
for me,
those who voted on it are now looking, going, there has to be other ways around it, or going, is this fair to the American people?
Right.
Because those that are in Congress are there for the American people, and what they voted them in for is for the American people. people. Not for their own causes. It was they're there for they're voted in to office to be there for the American people, not the other way around. There's a difference.
See, if this neutrality actually failed, guess what? The bigger companies would have more speed than the little guys. The little guys would be flipped down.
Right. I'm glad that net neutrality has something in place that says no big guy or little guy, they all have to have the same speed, where one side can't be faster than another. I still feel that it still is wrong that it has to be, that this has to be in place, because internet is not, they're classifying it as a utility. I could kind of see why, but I also say it's a thing that everyone uses too. For whatever means.
Right.
So, I think it's something where, if it's meant to help people, but there's also things in it where they could take away from different amendments, and that was a major thing during the whole net neutrality debate. It was pretty much about what net neutrality would take away from the people at hand. That's where I go.
Right.
And think this is not, there should be other ways around it when Freedom of Information Act is in place, so people have to get certain things for companies to release information. Where it's not just go, oh yes, here's the information.
Right. And it is a kind of thing where here's the information, but what do you do with it?
Right.
You know, that's kind of the thing. And then there's great news for the states we all wondered about the ABLE Act and the housing benefit and rental assistance. Well, sad news for New York. I mean, I'm hoping that this isn't the case, but sad news for New York and New Yorkers was that thousands of people with disability are getting rental assistance. Now, what that means is that federal offices and millions of dollars are heading to 24 states to help people access community-based housing and support services. Okay, this is all good. Federal officials said this week that the housing agencies in 25 states will each show $150 million to provide rental assistance for those with disabilities. However, funding is expected to support nearly 4,600 households, including many people transitioning out of institutional settings to U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The money being made available is through HUD Section 188 Project Rental Assistance Program, which provides housing assistance to so many people. So people with disabilities can live independently within the community. To qualify for this, state housing agencies must partner with local Medicaid and Health and Human Services agencies to identify partnerships that ensure long-term savings supports are in place so that they can live independently as independently as possible. those with disabilities earn less than 30% from the areas of medium income are eligible to take part. Advocates who, with technical assistance, collaborative assistance, a nonprofit focused on promoting housing and community support for those with disabilities, said 35 states have applied for housing funds, which has suggested that there's a greater demand. States already receiving assistance through this program include Alaska, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Texas, Wisconsin, and District of Columbia. Now, does that mean that New York State won't apply? No. Does it mean that they have their own system? Yes. To certain states, they have their own system. Yes. However, you know, if certain states have their own system, then that would mean that pretty much that in terms of stuff, people who live in New York or independent state would basically have to apply for this program. They don't actually get it. So does that mean that you can apply for this at your own leisure? Yes. You know, it's a matter of what you want to do. You know, most people, I would think, would want to get something that is closer to them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That would be the case, you know. That would be the case in terms of what you wanted to do. Again.
Right.
Making sure that this doesn't affect you.
Right.
You know, making sure that you, in terms of, you in terms of stuff, right, you need, if you're paying attention within any of those areas, then you need to pay attention because you may you actually may qualify
for,
you know, stuff that you didn't previously know about.
Right.
But then you
and
actually
that can
have
actually
to
become a, it's a benefit, not a, it's a benefit that you necessarily will, you would actually benefit from, not benefit from.
Right, exactly.
Because most people look and go, oh, wait, do I qualify? Oh, this is becoming, this is something that everyone's afraid of. Everyone wants to be independent.
Right. Everybody wants to be independent. Yes. But everybody wants to be independent in the fact that they are safe and secure.
Right.
That is really the case, and we promote that.
Yeah.
So, however, it's no less a matter if you don't have a home.
Right.
So, you know, if you're in the New York area, the housing authority is a great place, but if you're anywhere else, go to your local housing authority.
Yes.
And they should be able to take care of you.
Yeah. And they'll explain everything.
And they'll explain everything, and you can just go on your merry way. And that's really it. It's a great thing, but a long time to actually come to the realization, you know, of that.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, is that many people don't realize it's out there when you figure out it's out there.
Right. You take advantage of it.
You take advantage of it, exactly. You take advantage of it to the hilt, you know.
Right. Right. And it's great that there's these benefits out there.
Yeah. It's great that there are benefits out there. That you should take advantage of it.
And it's something that people can't... People could take advantage of and go, okay, this is great. This is something that should be
happening, you know. Most people think that, oh yeah, no, we're gonna you know what I mean, we're gonna ignore people's
yeah.
disabilities. Why? You know, you know, that is the the news for that, I guess.
Sure.
We'll let you know more when we know more, but Then we have some gifts women want and some gifts women don't really want. Like what, Allison? What
they don't want. What would you not want?
I would think it would be creepy if I got a pillow that could talk or do something of that sort. I would rather sleep on a pillow, not hear pillows, not hear.
You don't want to count down the poop app?
No, right, exactly.
Oh.
I think those both.
I mean,
it's kind of like, why, you know, what,
right.
What happened, you know?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's like we don't want to know about poop. We just, it's like, I mean, we don't want to hear things when we're asleep either from a pillow. Talking sweet things in someone's ear, being a significant other, fine. Talking to someone, no. Sorry.
Yeah,
no.
and pillow talking is great.
Yeah, no, pillow talking. I don't think women would really care for that. I'm sure that there's some women that may have weird fetishes, no offense, but everyone is different.
Well,
it's
everyone's different. That's an understatement. Everyone's different in the fact that if you don't know how to communicate to a girl and nobody's told you that, that's your fault. Not your fault, but you ought to learn a bit more about the female anatomy and probably the female brain. Wouldn't hurt.
And maybe what she might want, not a thing of what twisted, no offense.
What do you mean?
It could be kind of twisted in a sense when you're dealing with a pillow.
It's twisted because it's a pillow.
If it was a significant other, on the other hand,
I would have no problem. All her favorite sayings into a pillow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But there's a point where I go, no, sorry. It's like to the left, to the left. To the left and off the bed.
Yes. To the left, no. To the overhead, yes.
Then again, I end up on the floor anyways half the time.
Right, exactly.
I still wouldn't. But there's a point in time where
I think that's every person. You know what I mean?
I think everyone at some point goes, I may fall off a bed. Oops.
Right.
But there's a point in time where you go, no, thank you.
Well, yeah, no thank you. But no thank you in what way? Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah. I think it would be more than are you effing crazy. It would be going, so you're wanting to piss someone off.
Bravo.
Brilliant. It's called, yeah, someone needs help.
Right. Exactly.
Someone needs help.
You know what I mean?
Every sense
somebody
of
needs
the
some
word.
Dear help.
And I was going, could you need, it would be the, so you did what, and you got me what? I'm sure there's women out there would go, you gave me this, yeah, then people get off, and then the person has to deal with the consequences of said action that probably is not the best. But to be expected.
Right.
Especially when pissing off women tends to leave people not wanting more, wanting the opposite of more, going, no, I'm good here.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm good here means I'm good here. You know what I mean?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah? Okay. In what world is it all good?
Or not.
Or not.
When it comes to women being pissed off.
Yeah, because then you have to deal with the emotional problems and that sort of thing. And that's a whole nother crisis.
Concerned about the emotional problems. I would be concerned about where the person would be sleeping when or if she's done with that.
What do you mean by that?
Women mood change, being moody, going through their own things, leading to guy getting an earful like no other. I'm sure that people, guys have to be rather careful when they tick off their significant others.
So yeah, exactly.
Especially when
kicking you off isn't good.
Yeah,
you know?
Any woman.
But
or
kicking, I think kicking people off isn't good. But it's good. It's going to a happy compromise, hopefully.
If you tick somebody off, watch out, you just might end up in that same doghouse we mentioned earlier.
Yeah. With the poop app. And
with
like,
the poop app, yeah.
Yeah, that's
trouble
sure
right there.
And I would not want to. I just think if anyone has purchased this app, please don't give it to your fiancés, girlfriends, partners. Just now. I don't know where you're.
Just no, and no.
Yeah.
And no.
you know. Yeah.
Like, no.
Which?
Hell no.
I think that this story is definitely one that takes the cake of strange, odd, weird,
weird. It just takes the cake.
Yeah.
Weird, 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 weird. However, we have to get going. That's
yeah.
What we have to do. We have to get going, and we're sort of bust a bubble, but
we'll be back Monday.
We'll be back Monday. Exactly. We'll be back Monday. Trust us. Because we're AMC Press. Well, this episode is produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny DeVille. Our drivers are out cold because of the cold. Our intern is B.M. Middleton. Yes, B.M. Middleton. His intern is A.J. Biggs. If A.J. Biggs, his intern is Spring Again. We hope. Spring Again, we hope. Assistant is Freezing Cold. Freezing Cold assistant is B.M. Krebs. B.M. Krebs' assistant is Get a Clue. Our show is produced by speaking to iPhones or any phone whatsoever. This concludes our show for tonight. And with that, tune in next week for more satire and same satire place. Same satire podcast from almost all of you. Everyone, what do we say? Good night.
Go away, winter.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.